Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisel Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisel Pod. As usual, I'm not alone. I'm rolling with
the flu tax Khumotsa.
flu. Interesting. All right. Well, welcome to it. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday, which means we start off with some music news. And our queen is back. We have to start right there. Ubusi. For the 2000s is back. Let me see. What kind of song do I know? Yagabu.
Easy to love.
You're so easy to love. Yay. She's finally made her music come back after teasing us for years and years and years. Well, just for some background, she tied the knot back in 2016 and decided to take a break from music to focus on her family. And she says she's also been focusing on working on a record label.
She is working on that, but she has named the record label Busi Pty Ltd.
Original.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's have a listen to what she had to say.
People can expect a sense of nostalgia, you know, as Demo and I have always had a great working chemistry. We are staying true to our musical identities while we incorporate current sounds, so this blend creates a unique and memorable experience for our listeners. Music is my life, so naturally it takes up most of my time. However, I've also been focusing on my label and planning to grow my business to support emerging artists. You know, additionally, I love spending quality time with my family and exploring new ventures. Only God knows what the future holds for me in the music scene. I mean, through my journey, God has always been the center of how I've moved. And I continue to give him glory and honor for the gift of my voice and the healing that it brings through music. So as I navigate the path ahead, I trust his guidance and remain grateful for the opportunities that lie ahead.
I am super, super excited about this one. I think I've been waiting to hear Busi on Amapiano, right? Mm-hmm. I've been hearing all these vocals. I mean, shout out to them, Abu Shasha, Abu Nkosazana Daughter, all these, you know, younger queens. But I also felt like Busi just left us out to dry out of nowhere. She left us hanging. There was so much that we wanted from her. So I'm very much excited to see her.
Let
me tell you, marriage, relationships, but shout out to her actually really making a comeback. I wonder what her project is gonna sound like. Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. Already the song that's out, is it out? Yes, yeah, it's definitely Faithful. Out. Faithful sounds really good, and it definitely shows that she hasn't lost her spark. I'll say that.
Plus she's back with the Demo.
Yes.
Collabing with
Give that background as a. Should I call you an OG of this industry?
I'm not an OG.
Let's call you an OG. Okay. You are definitely 19 something. 1980. Mang mang. So who's the more. Give us the background, because that's definitely where the juice really is. People know Busi as Busi. Demo, not so much, more especially because he's a producer. Tell us about that relationship, if you just give us that in a snippet.
They were just under one umbrella because Demo was part of Shana.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Shana was included of Shota, Black Coffee, and also Demo. Mm. So plus, Busi Usaber Kilele, Le Black Coffee, Usahupala Pine, Kiss You.
That's
a
Superman.
The Superman.
Oh, okay, I don't know Kiss You.
The Superman as well.
Okay.
So, like how banal the heat, but it's too, and a little more. So it's a long time producer of Busi.
Mm. What has Demo been doing all this time? Or was she also waiting for Boosie to make a comeback? Was Demo, he working?
Oh, was he was working. On like a San El musician. Oh. That's Demo's protege.
Oh, come on.
Bo Azana, mm. Bo Simi.
Okay.
Yeah. But that crew ya komo River, Bekville. That's where Demo is from, by the way.
Shout out. So him wanting to make a comeback with Black Coffee, I don't know about that.
No, but Shana is disbanded. Then Patiena, just to make the fans happy, akarata if it could happen again.
Yeah.
But of course, you don't share the same sentiments.
Right. No, because I think that's wishful thinking. I think Black Coffee, the Grammy Award winner, is too far gone. But he must just shock me. I know he's quite saved right now. He's a child of God, forgiven, forget. You know, yesterday's price is not yesterday's price, today's price. That's the thing also. But speaking of groups that actually existed in some more music, MFR Souls, the founders of Amapiano, come for me, the pioneers of Amapiano. So they have denied a breakup or looming rather. they have set the record straight, saying that they are still very much together regardless of Force having recently released a single. What is it? Not a single? An EP?
An
mixtape?
Same thing. Force Reloaded. And the interesting part is that it's sort of like a compilation.
Okay.
But now this is Volume 1. Mm-hmm. Volume 1 represents the night spots that go Katlehong, like a hurricane.
Okay.
Then Volume 2, Atlo Yensa, Mibutare Konga.
Oh,
Volume 2,
nice.
Then
Aboya
Are, Short Left or Maboneng, Volume 3, yeah. So, Utlo Itzabialu until.
Smart.
But it's a teaser. They want to check, Hore, would it work for them now?
Yeah.
If it does, they are gone.
I think their music, regardless of them being together or not together, is still good music anyway. I think we all just enjoy. They're very, extremely talented. Yeah, it's just the marketing aspect of things that they're not really
out there like Ankaraba by Pikile.
Yeah, we've interviewed them here in our studios, and I've also felt like you guys don't want the limelight. You just want to make music, and leave it at that. I think that's why they're not necessarily as impactful internationally as much as we want them to be. I definitely feel where Black Coffee is, where Anga, who's that? Nak Music is,
Kudo.
Where Shimza is. I think MFR Soul should be definitely doing the same thing, especially with Murder Bunks as well. Like this, they should be in the same.
MFR Soul, DJ Kent, same WhatsApp group.
Same WhatsApp group, right? Quite talented, but not necessarily into the marketing and hype.
Very private.
But shout out to this project that they dropped. Definitely looking forward to listening to it. I haven't heard it yet, but I know it's definitely going to be fire.
Fireworks.
So in still music news, our rapper, J Marley Dunn, stopped this world, shook us all because he went live, somehow suggesting that he was taking his own life. What was that? Did you watch that video?
No.
So cringe. Okay, let me tell you. So I know as almost 2K type of person.
Excuse me.
Jay Marley, I've been following him. And I think when I listen to his music, when I follow his journey, he's always been quite open of his mental health struggles. Now, the issue with that is that now it reached its height recently. The rapper recently went live on Instagram consuming, we'll call them drugs because it's medication.
They said Xanax, I think.
Whether that is still
allegedly,
drugs.
Okay,
allegedly. He took the pills live on Instagram, consuming them with wine, and I think there was some other liquids there. I can't remember what they are, but I remember the wine and him showing that he will, like, he just gulped all the pills just like that. Went on Twitter. In a series of posts, sorry, X, he went on X sharing a series of posts saying that it is finished. I am ending it. Only Shamiso can save me. Imagine bringing the child's
mom,
like, into the that poor child into the mix. But yeah, he technically obviously had a some sort of a mental breakdown where he wanted to end it all. But he's since shared that
he's alive.
He's alive. He's still alive. Let me tell you. I think, you know, depression, anxiety, anything that has to do with your mental stability. Sometimes I'm going to confirm it. Okay. I wouldn't necessarily say acting. Maybe I just crying for help. I think that's what I would call that. Not necessarily seeking attention, but crying out for help. And it seems he's finally gotten that help. He said he's giving his life to the Lord. And he'll be going on a hiatus to try and pray and dedicate his life to kind of like getting back together with, well, just reconciling really with what he's been going through. He mentioned that he's been experiencing demons, satanic demons. He's in between. I guess giving his life to the Lord after the devil is the only way to go. But I really hope that he is well and he gets the help that he deserves. I hope he does not mask it with Christianity and actually gets to the crux of what is causing his mental health struggles.
Shame. But the anxiety, you're inside of a bottle.
I get you. But I would never go live and try and get help from people who didn't care about me. Because you did see people, but people were like, no, you think you're Ricky Rick, just take your own life, just die. They were saying some really horrible things that could have pushed them easily to the edge. And that's why you shouldn't go on social media to ask for help. Cry out to your friends if you're listening and you think you can relate. Definitely call your mother. Call your friends rather.
I'll definitely call my mom and my son. Yeah. Hey.
I mean, some people don't necessarily have that place of comfort, but that's why there are some, you know, helplines out there to try and assist. So if you maybe think you might be suicidal, there's a suicide crisis line, which is 0800-567-567. You can play that back because we're not live on radio. This is podcasting. You can definitely play it back and get that one. But moving right along to some lighter news, Danny Kaye, who is somebody who's saying when it comes to social media, definitely, definitely do not take it that seriously. This is after he was accused of somehow having undergone surgery and Botox.
Yam Tranel.
But did you see how he's just a fine man? He's actually like aging quite gracefully, I would say. It was just a bad angle. You know, obviously he's quite, I mean, he's 46. It's giving daddy angles.
PPL, yeah, trick.
Oh my God. Well, he obviously has set the record straight saying, nope, I've never had any Botox injections done. Regardless of the accusations, he's very much happy with himself, and how he looks right now at 47. Would you ever get Botox? No, but Botox is kind of safe. It's just like injections.
I won't.
Really?
Because I get the...
Yeah, like, no, wherever the wrinkles are, just to, like, boost and plump up your skin.
No, get right, so hence I don't have tattoos.
Yeah, I've considered it. Let me be honest. I've considered, like... Because even when you're young, you can still get it. I know, why am I saying Colin Fega? Why am I forgetting this lady's name? Okay, if you are on YouTube or on Instagram, her name is Oli. Oli X? X? G? Wow. She has gotten Botox before. And she actually but she does it as often as she has to. And she still looks fine. Mm. I don't think there's anything wrong. In fact, if you want to get any work done, go ahead and do it. But just obviously do more research about it. We obviously did see Cyan Bougie going all the way to Turkey and saying after the procedure, she was almost filled with regret. But now she's fine. But research is quite important because then you know aftermath and after effects. And just the impact and all of that, right? Moving right along, somebody who was said to kind of need Botox. Is it okay? If you're watching The Ultimate Girls Trip, you know exactly what I'm saying, right? This is Crystal K, who was called the Barbie's mother in the recent episode. She is giving. She is giving me reality TV. I'm so glad she's back on the screen. I'm sure you're just like, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know, but I get it. Continue. I'm also a listener.
Yeah, come on. I love that. So right now, what we're seeing is Crystal K from Real Housewives of Johannesburg back on screen, serving us reality TV, real content. She went as far as saying, Yena, she had a 28-year-old husband who was giving it to her nonstop all the way. She went as far as talking. I mean, she was definitely dragged for a little bit, but if anything, we'll be honest, she is definitely reality TV. She's a reality TV queen.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's my argument about it.
Too much information.
Can we talk about somebody you definitely don't want to talk about?
No.
You know where I'm going with this. She's a sangoma.
No, okay.
We cannot not touch her. She's a businesswoman.
Okay, cool.
So Goga Maweni has shut down claims of her using dark magic, money rituals on her clients. This is because she has like a candle business venture that she's done now. And she's put like money in the candles. So when you burn it, after you burn it, you can get like a coin, you can get a receipt that's worth 10,000 rand, which I wonder how that's going to work if the candle burns, but apparently somehow it works. So she set the record straight, saying that, no way I am doing money rituals on my clients. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
I am most probably one of the most spoken about traditional healer in South Africa. So I'm really not going to defend myself over nonsense. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a traditionalist. Ngiyinyanga. I always come up with ways or initiatives that would, you know, combine traditional ways and Western ways. So the candle, cash candles is something that helps people in terms of eradicating bad omen and eradicating bad spirits in a home. Ifana nebaso, because the ingredients that I put in the candle is just like ibaso. And then I figured, you know what, let me do something very clever and put money in the coins. And in those candles, there's monies from as little as 500, I mean, as little as 5 rand, to 10,000 rand. Okay, so some people will light the candle and get 5 rand, and some people will light the candle and get 200 or 250 or 1,000 rand or whatever the case might be. And there's a slip where one of those candles has a slip of 10,000 rand, and they need to call me and tell me that they've won the 10,000 rand. And I don't know how I would have been, I don't know, using my clients when that 10,000 rand would be EFT'd to you. But never, you know, it's each to his own. People always talk.
Well, I definitely believe her. I know she definitely does not need the money, because apparently her father is the man who owns all these MTN stores in SA. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That is...
This is the ex-boyfriend.
Not you showing me the ex-boyfriend. Let me look at the name. I'm not going to say it out loud. Let me see.
No, it's out there. It's out there. But
oh, okay.
That's the same name, though. That's the same name.
Rakhale.
Yeah, it's Thabo Rakhale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you are bringing the spice. You have to give us context now.
No, no wonder I said I won't speak anything.
Okay. Well, I think Maweni is definitely not somebody who needs the money, as I mentioned. From her family already, she's good. And with herself, I think she's also quite a good businesswoman, coining it in beyond the candles. So shout out to her for also setting the record straight. I like how she's always available when I need that comment, so thanks. I appreciate her, and I know she's definitely not dangerous because she doesn't need my body, my blood for that coin. Okay. Something interesting happened this week. Yeah. Loot Love went off air for quite some time. It's election season. Mm. Now, I think, I don't know how this company would take it. I mean, I read my contract. I know there's nothing wrong with that. But if I were to go on stage and maybe be with MK, with the MK party campaigning, we do see a number of celebrities on stage campaigning, but if you are with the SABC, apparently that does not sit well.
Oh, national broadcaster.
With their standards. Okay, yeah. That's why Felix is able to do it, because he's not with the SABC.
But a national broadcaster. Oh, yeah. Banali board. Mm-hmm. I think Banali board. Mm. I wanted to say the ruling party. No, it's fine. It's fine. Mm. I think the board consists of all different things.
Political parties.
Yeah. Yeah, but the interview from Parliament, I think.
Mm. I used to think they were ran by ANC.
Hence I'm saying, but there's a board.
Okay.
ANC.
That consists of more than one political party, apparently. Okay. So Loot Love went off air for quite some time. She was unscheduled because of her affiliation with political rallies. At the time during election season, attended an ANC rally, a Siyanqoba rally. Which was quite a big one. It was quite a big one. So they shared a statement saying, okay, fine, she's back on air. Obviously, she had to take the stick for that. But even though people thought Lamise was also somehow canned or unscheduled, they obviously also set the record straight on that matter, saying that she was never suspended.
They can't suspend Lamise.
Why?
Most of the guys listen to Metro. It's because of her. You
know? Whoa. Okay, that's kind of giving cringe. I'm going to save you. Let's move on. So Jazzy Q, the story again, sexual harassment claims obviously were made not so long ago by a content producer by the name of Unebo. I said it right.
YFM,
yeah. Well, yeah. YFM has obviously distanced themselves from her, saying that she's just a freelancer, but she does YFM. That's where they actually had a brief interaction, which was with obviously hello hi. But she claims that in the lift there was more that transpired. She claimed that Jazzy Q tried to kiss her and sexually harass her by grabbing her and forcefully and attempting to kiss her. But now Jazzy is like, yo, I'm willing to take a lie detector test to prove my innocence.
Aussie must just open a case. Then we reborn, whether it's true or not. Otherwise, it's just wasting our time.
Yeah, but she's wasting our time. Somebody's brand is tainted. You know how many...
No, but like, actually, why are you launching? I saw you a case once. Mm. Like, save us the trouble. I hope he's retweet in Inga. No, Then we're focus on branding at JZQ.
Yeah, yeah.
By saying that, already said it tented.
Yes, exactly.
Out of Google, we'll talk a lot on
it. I think the fact that she hasn't done a lie detector test, it's quite telling on its own. I mean, I'm not trying to suggest that she... I mean, I don't know. Her allegations are still allegations that's still proven otherwise. But it's also questionable that she doesn't want to take it further to prove that what she's saying is actually fact. Because I saw that in 2021, she's been tweeting and saying that she's triggered, saying people tried to force themselves onto her. So this is quite, it's not normal for her, but it's something that doesn't come out of the blue. She's always triggered by something. I've seen the tweets from a couple of years back. So I think she definitely needs to take a little bit further and just take the lie detector test so we can know.
Yeah, once.
Yeah.
And like blowing your own horn. People force themselves. I know, Bula case. Bula case. Then we go court. Yeah. There's no outside settlement, anything. If he's not guilty, then it's fine. YFM must fire her. Then yeah. Right. Simple.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, that's that on that. Girl, go ahead, do that lie detector test. We definitely want to know. Somebody who does not mind to set the record straight is Lwa Zunkulu. Lwa Zunkulu was apparently seen unkulu in the tummy by other people. Yeah, where did those rumors come from with people saying that she's pregnant?
From, I don't know what the channel was, but I saw the pictures and they circled the tummy also. But I think it's just one of those false claims again.
Reaching. Worst of all, the allegations, or rather the claims and speculations, the rumors, all of that, is that she was with a married man. I'm like, oh, this innocent, like, looking girl. I wouldn't imagine that happening, but wow, I guess obviously you'll never know a person until
But the manager said these rumors have been going on.
Oh, well.
First, Metro FM, they were body shaming her, saying that she's pregnant because she has gained weight.
Imali yangena.
Yeah, inhlupheko ke umuntu
ifuna. You know? Yeah, we'll call it happy weight. We'll call it happy weight for sure. So yeah, she's definitely set the record straight. She's not expecting. And as the manager did say, she's not even romantically involved with a married man.
Yeah.
So whoever started those things, please give us more information so we can dig deeper. Thanks. Married men, Wes, you took it too, but there's no smoke without fire. But yeah, we'll take your word for it. Right? Yes. moving right along, we cannot ignore that this week in South Africa, the weather has been weathering. It's been giving, I don't know. It's giving Texas. It's giving, we're not in South Africa.
I just need a gift of medication.
First of all, we need some thicker blankets so we don't touch that dial. But this week in Durban, something quite tragic happened, with lives being lost, homes being destroyed because of the tornado that erupted, if I can call it that. That was quite big. That was quite big. It was the footage, the videos for me were like, damn. Also, KZN always keeps experiencing all of these things. Like, what's
coastal,
up with that?
Coastal. Mm. Even Nelson Mandela, it's coastal. Mm. Cape Town, iba the floods, dinging.
Man, how unfortunate. So singer Thandeka Zulu, that's her hometown. What's the hometown called?
Tongaat.
She's from there, and she decided to just drop everything and visit her hometown to try and help out. And it was quite an emotional one for her, because she was like seeing people trying to get things out of the rubble. Obviously, you know, their lives worth, which is quite...
But the images, they remind me of... You remember there was a Haiti thing? Yo, Angara kiko Haiti mode. Oh, brown, yes.
Yeah, that's quite unfortunate. That's quite unfortunate. I wish we could contribute somehow. But hey, the pennies are not pennying, you know. But shout out to Thandeka for actually taking the time out to go and help out in whatever way that she can. Of course, we know she does have other commitments, more especially with her having planned a concert that's now no longer taking
canceled.
Yeah, it's unfortunately canceled. Not you laughing. No, I mean, that's quite a sad one. And somebody's, you know, she's trying
I'm laughing. I can't say it, but... Auro Walata Lanji, man. Playhouse wasn't playing at all with Afro Soul.
Okay, why is that?
No, like, Baba Tsepi said, and the agreement was there. But at the later stage, because the event was set to take place like next week, Gary 15.
I don't understand why it got cancelled. I mean, I read that story, but I'm still confused.
Oh, Kane, you never received the...
Okay. I mean, it just says logistics. I need details. We don't want them because we don't F with them. details. Well, but that's that on that. That's it for this week's Just the Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also have a listen to our other podcasts, Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Gogo, Have I Been Scammed? And 30 Years of Democracy. You can also follow us, ChissaPod, on all social media platforms at ChissaLife. This ChissaPod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.